Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And welcome back to another episode of Clocks Running,
the podcast for everything flag football. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Ant.
And I'm Dean.
Whoa, who said you can talk right now? What are you doing? Listen, I know this is your first time on the pod, but let's calm down, okay? Welcome to a special episode of Clocks Running. Tonight we're doing a hot debate. We got Ant the moderator, Dean the challenger, and of course, you know, he's having to go against me. And where are we live at right now?
Oh, we are live on Facebook, YouTube. We already got people commenting on Instagram. What up, Dama? This is going to be crazy. People are joining. Hit the chat, you know, chime in. Let us know who wins each each debate. But let's get right into it, you know?
Let's do it. But hold on 1 second before we do anything else. I gotta grab.
Oh, something. Okay. Hang on. Let's All see. Right, we got the defending champ. He's got something set up.
What's with the shorts?
Oh, I thought we were still doing COVID attire. My bad. All right.
Oh my God. Where did you get those? I need a pair. Don't worry.
All right, cool. Well, we've got six topics tonight. We're going to see how this goes. Of course, you know, Dean and Jacob, they're ready to debate. So I don't think anyone's going to agree on anything. And I'm just here to kind of keep things moving, you know, keep things in the right direction. I might gritty at some point, you know. Yeah, there we go. All right.
Would have came as well-dressed as I am.
Yeah. I did not. I am wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
Dean's naked. All right, Dean, let's start us off. Okay, first topic of the night. Is the men's game or women's game more competitive right now?
I think as of right now, it's definitely the women. Based on what we've seen in the past few tournaments, I mean, the rivalry between Mexico and USA has heated up, as well as Canada. I definitely have seen more focus on the women as well. I haven't seen much on the men's side. There's a lot more social media towards the women's side that I've seen than the men's. So for me, the women's is definitely more competitive.
Please tell me you prepared more than that.
No. I told you, I left all my notes at work. I mean, I can go into...
Start off. The question was, is the women's game more competitive than the men's? He didn't say, is IFAF women's more competitive than IFAF men's? We're talking about is flag football as a whole.
As a whole, I absolutely think that the women's are running the sport right now. Look at the competition in general.
Wasn't the question. It was if it's more competitive or not. I don't think it is as competitive. I think the men's game is more competitive, and I'm going to tell you why. Right now in the men's game, we have 8,943 teams that are competitive with each other. In the women's game, how many teams do we have? Not that many. The women's game, there was a tournament in Virginia this weekend that just had to cancel their women's formats because they didn't have enough teams. How often do you hear about men's canceling versus women's?
Not as much.
Exactly. Case in point. Thank you, Dean. Appreciate you proving my point.
Dean, you don't have anything else to say, maybe along the lines of
don't help, don't coach
the parity of teams, like, come on, man, something.
Now he's got to look up what parody means. Gee whiz.
I do not, but no, I just feel like what's been going on, like, and what I've seen, that the woman's side is definitely more competitive. I mean, I don't have all the facts. Jacob does, especially with these zebra shorts. But
first of all, they're leopard print, not zebra. You can take your shots if you want. I'm not singing the nude. You are.
But no, I honestly think it's just more competitive.
Okay. All right. Good, fair enough. Argument there. You know, unfortunately, Jacob, the chat on Instagram all agrees with Dean.
Of course.
Everybody's saying that the women's game is more competitive. So, you know, I gotta go with Instagram on this. So Dean gets the point on the first argument.
That's wild. He can't even
love that. Why. Thank you, Instagram. You're the real man. You're the real MVP. Don't listen to what Jacob's saying. He's indoors wearing sunglasses. Imagine being indoors wearing sunglasses. Who does that?
How close did you just get to that camera? Let's talk about that. Stop. Listen, if we're going to be awarding points, it can't be a popularity contest, okay? He's got to have some fact behind it. It's kind of like in third grade when you had to do long division. You had to show your homework or show your work to how you got to the answer. He can't just throw an answer out there and go, oh, yeah, that's right.
No, I use ChatGPT.
Because here's the thing. In all reality, I don't disagree with him. But for the sake of argument tonight, I disagree with everything Dean says.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. No, I think, Jacob, I do feel like you bring up a good point about the fact that men's tournaments do not get canceled for the lack of teams signing up. But I feel like maybe if Dean had put a little bit more preparation into this, his argument to that would be, yeah, but women's tournaments don't get canceled because guys fighting. So, that's...
Whoa. They're all walking around with halos out there. Let's clear that up right now.
Yeah, I've never had to step in between a woman's huddle and break up a woman's fight. I've had to do it quite a few times on the men's side.
You've had to break up women on the men's side?
No, I said I haven't had to break up the fights between women. I've had to break up a lot more fights on the men's side, which I'm not supposed to do. But.
So here's the point I would make, and this is the actual truth behind it. With the women's divisions, you have quality over quantity. You don't have the amount of teams, and that's okay because you have the quality. They are more competitive. So for everyone who just heard me try to debunk Dean and his, you know, not can't show the work problem, that's the reason. You have quality. You have a bunch of great teams. You don't have this giant plethora of average teams like we have for the men's side.
Yeah, I would say that probably the tournament this past year that definitely showed it was the first Vegas. I feel like the women's aired out bracket was the most competitive bracket of the weekend, in my opinion. And it just top to bottom, every team was in it. I mean, ultimately Shrooms ended up beating Apex in the championship, but I just feel like across the board, every team that signed up in that division, they honestly had a chance, and nobody really blew anybody out. Whereas if you flip over, you just say the aired out of men's, maybe there was five or six teams in that bracket that actually had a legitimate shot.
Very fair. Dean,
cool. All right. Well,
you can't have the chance to say me like that. I probably can get to wreck the rest of this.
Let's go. Okay. All right. Actually, the chat has changed their mind. Apparently, I won the first debate. So I don't know how that's.
What is happening?
I don't know. I don't know how that's possible. But let's move right on to the second one. Dean, come on. You got to give me something more on this one. All right.
I do.
The question is, are refs deciding too many games now?
No. And it's based on the fact that, I mean, if you're going to put it in the ref's hands to begin with, that's your problem. Like, I just wish more officials wouldn't have that stigma of, oh, you know, like, let's say a team's driving, they're down a touchdown. They need a touchdown to win the game. It's third and goal. They throw it past the end zone. And the referee is like, oh, no, I'm not throwing my flag because I don't want to decide the game. No, if there's contact and if there's DPI, you're calling it. Like, don't worry what other people are saying. Don't worry what the internet's going to say. If you saw DPI, you throw DPI. We're all taught as officials to call what we see. If you see DPI, you throw DPI. It's regardless of what, and when I started out officiating, I was that same way. I was petrified throwing my flag. I was like, oh, there's contact, but if I throw my flag, everyone's going to be upset at me, be mad at me. I don't go into officiating to make friends. I don't go into officiating because, oh, it's my buddy playing. I'm not throwing a flag on him. No. If there's a foul and you put it in the referee's hands, the referee sees it, he's going to call it. That's just simple as that. Now, if you don't call it and there's egregious foul, then you open the door to saying, okay, well, you know, this ref is that. But as long as you're confident in your call and you make your call, stick with it. And if there's contact, there's contact. I always tell players in the beginning in the huddle, I say, you play the game, we ref the game. Don't put the game in our hands. But if you do, then that's on you. It's not on us. Just play football, respect our calls, and respect our decisions. If you nip it in the bud early, you're good.
Wow, you ended it with nip it in the butt, which I didn't even know that was a...
Kind of wild. But I would like to thank Dean for making the point for me that officials who don't make calls take the game away from the players. So 100%, when we have officials who don't make calls, we have officials who overcall, we have officials who don't look at things the right way, when they don't read the rule book, when they don't do the little things to prepare themselves, they are taking away from the game. They are getting involved. They are stepping in too much with that when that happens. So, yes, 100% it happens. I don't think it's happening more, but I do think it happens. And I think it's happening I don't believe that it's a thing that is an intentional purpose and it's a malicious intent, but it does happen. The bigger the tournaments get, the more it's going to happen. So the simple answer, read your rule book, know what you're supposed to do, be confident in what you're doing. You know, Dean and I are going to kind of agree on this one, but just from a different perspective. So it definitely happens. Whoa. What was that, wild man?
Oh, you guys are agreeing? Come on. This is crazy.
I said yes. It happens when they don't read. When they don't read, when they don't throw their call, when they don't throw the penalty. He made the point for me. What's he looking at?
So
what are you looking at? What's going on? Guy, eyes up here. Now, don't worry about what's going on with my hamburger meat hanging out. My eyes are up here. I'm a sunglass.
I'm good. I'm there.
Good night.
What is going on?
I don't know. This was a weird one. Let's keep it rolling.
Okay. All right. I don't know what happened. I feel like Dean said no, but then halfway through his argument, it turned to yes, and then Jacob was like, yeah, I agree with the yes.
No, I'm still saying no. Give me the point. Give me the point.
Dean gets the answer right without doing his homework. Why can't I get one right?
What is Instagram saying? Who won the second one?
Who cares what Instagram says?
All right, let's just keep it moving because that was just was hogwash completely. It was not something I liked on either end. I don't feel like either one of you guys really made a great argument. So nobody gets a point there.
Nah, that's all right? Next question, to be honest with you.
You know what was really hilarious about that question is you're asking the director officials, who's my boss, and then you're asking me, who's the referee, to ask where the games are being put in the referee hand. That's wild. The question is wild.
I mean, I don't feel like refs ever decide games, but I don't think we can debate that right now. I mean, yeah, y'all can debate me if you'd like. I feel like ultimately the biggest question from a player standpoint comes up is, how are you going to make that call at this point in the game?
Doesn't matter.
Like, that's the question. It doesn't matter at any point of the game. So whether it's just like Dean said, if it's a DPI at the end of the game, well, if you called a DPI throughout the game and you called one in 2 minutes into the game and you called one with 30 seconds left, it was the same call. You made the same call.
Right.
So the only reason that it has yeah, the only reason it has more of an effect on the game is because these two teams are playing each other tight. It's a closed game. So
it's also, there's no recovery from that time when the penalty happens. That's the biggest issue in my mind. That's the reason they always say, sure, how can you call it at this point in the game? Well, it happened at this point in the game. That's why.
Yep.
I understand that you don't have a chance to bounce back from it, because that sucks to suck.
Yeah. I mean, I'll throw this scenario out to you guys. Dean, you can respond first. All right. It was the semifinal game of a pro co-ed bracket, and I called a false start. It was under a minute left in the game. I called a false start. It was third down, turnover on downs, and then the other team took over, and they kneeled it out, finished the game off. So did I decide that game, Dean?
No, false start's a false start. Was it a false start?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then it's the false start. Yeah, then it's the person who decided a false start on third down who cost the team the game.
Okay, so, Jacob, you agree on that?
Oh, yeah, duh.
So to me, that's why I could say refs don't decide the game. I just happened to see the girl jump a foot over the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped, and I threw my flag. Sorry, you know.
I think games are decided when knowledge of rules and knowledge of game situations are not known, and that it does happen. You know, unfortunately, you know, any assigner will tell you there's times when we use folks we don't know, and we only hope that they read the rule book that we provided them. We only hope that they understand what the general mechanics of football is. We hope that they understand rule application and things like that. So, I mean, to say that as a blanket statement, no, but under specific circumstances, yes, definitely. And to,
yeah, I mean, no, I think that's a good point. I think that if it is a scenario where refs are trained up, they know the rules, they understand the mechanics, things like that, then no. But yeah, there are some of those scenarios where someone puts on their application that they've worked 100 NFL games, and then they show up and they don't even have a flag in their pocket. So, exactly. That was my point. Moving right along. We're moving right along.
Got some cool. Oh, sorry. Keep
going. we got a score of Dean 1, Jacob 0 right now. So Dean, moving on. Who is the face of flag football?
All right. So I went back for this one and ended up with Diana Flores. It shouldn't have been a hard decision, actually. So Diana is a pioneer in flag football right now. She is giving Mexico something to cheer for, something to be grateful for. Look at the recent tournaments, right? USA have won bronze. Mexico has come home with the gold. So she's representing her country in a way that is getting everyone behind her. And I think that with that going into, you know, the future and coming up on 2028, if she is still the quarterback, which I don't see any reason why she wouldn't be, I think that she's setting the bar for everyone in flag football. And she's incredible at what she does. She's kind. She's awesome. She's humble. She's not like, oh, it's me. No, it's a team, and she sticks with that, and I love it. She's awesome.
Okay, Dean is saying the face of flag football is Diana Flores, two-time World Games champ from Team Mexico. Jacob, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Team USA. They're great, but that's my face.
Before you respond, Jacob. The chat just chimed in real quick. I hear Rajon Rondo. Just want to throw that out there. Go ahead, Jacob. You're in.
Not even close. Just because he's the number one quarterback in the world listed by Sports Illustrated. Can we get a pan around of Dean's room beside his Taylor Swift posters? Does he have a poster of Diana Flores? He's got to. He's got
no, to. I have a zebra.
Yeah, that's even worse.
See, I'm official. Zebra.
That's even worse. That's not even the proper colors for a zebra. So that's unrealistic. All right, so let's talk about it. So Diana Flores, yeah, sure, she's old news, okay? What has she done lately? What has she done lately, right?
She's won gold twice.
World Games. There was
she's won gold twice. USA have won bronze.
First of all, did I talk during your time? No.
Zip. No.
She won an 8-team tournament. Ooh. They went over to the Panama. They were co-champs because they didn't finish the game, so you can't count that. If we're going to name a face of women's flag right now, the current, for me, goes to the 2025 Super Bowl commercial with Keilola Westerlund. Ooh, now we're heating up. We're looking at somebody who's in the youth in America playing at a high level right now. She's in college, correct?
Yeah, she's starting her college career.
She's playing in college right now. She's on the track right now. Probably going to be on the Olympic team in 2028. Safe to say.
I'm not supposed to talk. It's your turn. I can't talk
because
it's
I'm
your
turn. I'm asking questions. It's not rhetorical.
Yeah, safe to say. So she'll be like, yes.
She's going to be on the Olympic team. Right now, her future just started.
Probably getting bronze to Diana Flores.
Doubt it. Anyways, we can make a bet on that, Dean, afterwards. But to me, it's got to be right now who's the current face, all right? They didn't use Diana Flores in a Super Bowl commercial this past time, did they?
No.
Is that a yes or a no?
It's a no.
How can we have the face right now if they're not even on TV with it? Keilola, she's sponsored by Under Armour flag right now. That's the big name coming out. You know, what's Deanna have?
She's sponsored by Under Armour as well.
Is she really? She's yeah.
I was waiting for him to just like tighten the noose. Just let the noose tighten. You think Diana Flores is not going to be sponsored by Under Armour? Seriously?
I actually, no, I hate to say it. Jacob,
actually, I have a little thing to come back. NFL Mexico, she's been on a countless commercials for the NFL Mexico and NFL Flag
really,
Mexico.
What channel is that
on TV. On NFL TV. Network. NFL Network.
You said NFL Mexico, and then you said NFL Network. Which one?
So she's on NFL. She's on commercials on NFL Network for NFL flag in Mexico. I'm going to pull up these.
All right. All right, Dean. All right. Let Jacob finish his argument, and then we'll get into it. Go ahead.
I'm pulling up the video right now.
Don't play it on here because it's going to sound awful. No, I mean, that's to my point. Like, she currently is the face. It'd have to be her or Ashley Clam. I mean, both of them right now are all over everything in the United States. They're going out of the country to play. They're going other places to play. What's Deanna Flores doing? An occasional celebrity game?
No, she's too busy focusing on winning gold.
No, she's not. International games. Stop it. All she's doing right now is racking up sponsorships, which making money, which I don't blame her. I'd be too.
Save you 100%.
Right. So
get that bag.
So just go ahead. Just tell me I'm right, Dean. Tell me I'm right.
No, you're not right. Because Diana Flores
is right. It's wild, man.
All right. Wild. Okay, let me just throw out a few more names that were mentioned in the chat. Okay, and some points to your guys' arguments. Okay, we had Hoosh mentioned, yep. Corey Webb, Ashley Clam, all of those were mentioned.
So Ashley was actually funny about that. It was between when I was going through it and I was looking at who, like, because Ashley has been in a lot of commercials as well. It was between Ashley and Diana, but I just went with Diana because of like the global aspect of it. So that's what made me go with Diana.
Is this
over
before
Ashley.
Or after you switched the first or second time?
Well, we all know who's going to be playing quarterback for the men's team in LA, and it's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's quarterback.
Can you relax a little bit? We're having a healthy discussion here, and I feel like you're getting your blood pressure up.
Nah, my blood pressure's always up.
It doesn't matter, man. It's okay. It's
all right. Okay. All right. This is how I want to decide this topic right here. Okay, because I will say this about. I think Key Lolo is actually, you know, that's a very interesting decision that you made. She was in the Super Bowl ad. She is a player of the future. First female player to get a D1 scholarship in flag football. So that's a very, very big deal. But she hasn't really entered the adult women's game yet. She's been playing, you know, under 18 youth game. You know, so there is that. But I will say this is how I want to decide this topic, okay? I think it really comes down between Clam and Diana Flores because they both are sponsored by Under Armour. They both are sponsored by Oakley. They both have played in London a couple weekends ago, so globally they are recognized. They both have gold medals that they have won in different tournaments. So, Dean, first to you, if you have to pick, who is it? Diana or Clam?
I'm sticking with Diana.
Okay, why?
Because she has more of a global reach. She has more of a global reach. I just think that her competitiveness and the history that of what she's won speaks for itself. I think Clam's great. How close are you coming to the camera, Jacob?
Hey, focus on your argument here. I'm not saying anything. Go ahead. Keep going.
I think Clam is great, but I just think Diana has a more global reach. So I think that for me, it's Diana.
Okay. Jacob?
Are you ready for me to pull this gun out? Oh, man, I'm about to take a shot at Dean.
Do it.
Well, last time I checked, your first world's working. You went and had made sure you got a picture with Ashley Clam and not Diana Flores.
That is true.
I made a Facebook post about it. Therefore, if I'm going to pick a global face, I'm going with the Clam. Going with the Clams.
That is true. That is true. But, you know, at the time, like, I also got pictures. I also got pictures of Maddie. I got pictures with Izzy.
No.
I also got pictures with other people. Doesn't mean that they're the global face. Right? Am I right, Anne? It doesn't mean they're the global face. It just means that if Diana Flores was there, I would have got a picture of her.
Okay. All right. The final thing I'm going to say, I got to say, I do think Jacob won this topic. The final thing I am going to say is, hold on, there is only one of all the names mentioned that actually is in the Football Hall of Fame, and that is Diana Flores. So just keep that in mind.
Should have used that in your argument, Dean.
Should have.
Okay, So we are all tied up. The chat agreed, Jacob. You made a better argument on that. But I think all in all, people generally say Diana Flores. Dean, you just got to bring more heat. You gotta bring something, man. It can't just be a simple yes or no. We're here. This is undisputed.
I got the fan with me.
Because what you got to understand is Jacob is experienced in this. He went up against Petty Pat and he took him down. So
this is my first debate. So I think I'm not doing too bad. I'm tied 1-1. I'm not doing too bad. And plus, all my notes were left in the office. So I'm not using that as an excuse. But
it's kind of like you just used it as an excuse. That's like saying, oh, you know, we didn't win that tournament because one of our players got injured, or you know,
Rusticheck. Oh,
or it rained on Sunday, so we weren't able to play. Blah blah blah. All right, okay. So next topic, Dean. What is the most overrated format in flag football?
Gauntlet. Because you're playing on half a field. You're playing on half a field. You've got like, what's the point of having a 2-yard contact in a non-contact format? You can butt 2 yards off the line, but it's non-contact. And then, you know, it's like you play half a field. I don't understand Gauntlet. Like, why? It's not like, why? Why, like, you in a non-contact format, I'm allowed to bump you 2 yards off the line, but then, God forbid, something, like, happens downfield, I got to throw, no, like, I got to ref contact and non-contact at the same time. I don't get it. Why is there contact in Gauntlet? It's overrated. I don't get the hype behind it.
Let the leash off.
Okay, so, So just,
it is. And just, I mean, I've experienced this person. I have firsthand experience on reffing gauntlet in Nashville. So that's why it's like, it brings back memories.
Jacob, I just have to ask him real quick, just to be clear. You're saying it's overrated because it confuses you?
No, I'm just saying I don't get the hype. I don't want to let the leash off. I don't want to let the leash off. Okay. I don't get it. I don't get the hype behind it because you're playing on half a field. Huh?
Let me know when it's my turn.
Yeah, I just don't get hype around it because it's not football. It's like you're trying to ref contact and non-contact. You're trying to like, it is confusing, but it's like, what's the point of it? Because it's, yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Dean says that Gauntlet is the most overrated format in flag. Just real quick, Jacob, I got questions about why the Young Bulls wearing shades right now. That's just what I got to ask. I just wanted to throw that out there. Trav.
Hey, tell Trav to go eat some mozzarella sticks with barbecue sauce and worry about this.
All right, man. What is the most overrated format in flag? Go ahead, Jacob.
Right, first of all, we're going to debunk Dean real quick. Gauntlet is the best of both worlds. You get contact and non-contact. Dean got yelled at one time with that, so he got his feelings hurt. That's the reason he doesn't like Gauntlet. If we're going to talk about the most overrated format in flag football, it's nine-man. Nine-man doesn't even use all the people on the field. It has people that, yeah, I don't care. I'm coming after it. Whatever you want to hear. He doesn't use all the people on the field. They don't wear flags. They're playing on a full-size field. Waste of time. You can get four games in the size of one. The timings that you can get two game slots done in the time of one, and it's dumb. Who wants to play with? Who wants to get all those people together? That you got to have a 35-man roster just to play nine man. That's dumb. When I can go get 10 of my buddies and go play on half a field for Gauntlet. Don't worry, I don't want Dean ref in the game. He'll get stressed out about it.
Any questions? Okay. Yeah, I got lots of questions for both y'all because this is great. I do like both. I think what both of you guys said is great. But you guys, weak arguments. I gotta say on both ends. But
you guys just don't have to come up with a strong argument.
You know what's gonna happen? I can foresee the future. What's gonna happen? Jacob's gonna assign me Gauntlet in Tampa. Watch. I got a feeling when I get that schedule from him.
So first and foremost, Dean, let me just debunk your whole argument about Gauntlet. Because as a former player, a former GM of a team, when Gauntlet came out, it was electrifying. The hype around this format was amazing. There was betting going on the sidelines. There was so much fun around this. The pro division was just unbelievable because literally all you could do was bring people within your state, and you had what was it, a seven-man roster? Is that what it was?
Seven-man roster.
So everybody was playing both sides of the ball. You had to bring the best you possibly could, and it was single elimination. So you dropped whatever it was, $400 to get into the tournament, and you had one game out the gate. One game. I remember showing up, you know, we flew into LA one year and we line up against YTG. We got B Cov at quarterback. And I hear some of my teammates saying, isn't that the ref? Who is this guy? We don't got to worry about him. And B Cov tore us apart in Gauntlet. It was, everything happened so quick. You know, there's no tricks of like a hurry up offense or anything like that. Like you got four downs to score, and yeah, it really lines up a wide receiver against a DB, one on one. You got jamming on the line, which is great. You know what, refs, figure it out. Figure out how to balance non-contact and contact. That's all I gotta say because the stars of flag football love this format. I hear Izzy talking about it. I hear Maddie talking about it. Nico wants to play Gauntlet. These stars love it because it really comes down to like, yeah, we're gonna line up and we're going to see, because we got four downs to score, and what are you going to do about it? So, to me, I don't even want to hear Gauntlet as overrated. It is. Now, as far as nine-man, Jacob, Deuce Dutch will tell you right now, that is the only real football left in flag football. So, unfortunately, Colorado did not have nine-man offered, but we had eight-man. And that is a little bit better, because everybody is involved. Everybody's eligible. We still, you know, we play with the Fisher Price flags and all that. But with a guy that's on the line, I don't care if I can catch a pass or not. I want the action. I want to be hitting. I want to be pancaking dudes. I want to do all of that. So to me, nine-man has some excitement. Plus, they got the stiff arm. They've got all this other stuff going on.
That's even worse. Thank you. You're making my point for me. Who stiff arms in flag football?
I agree. That stiff arming is.
Thank you, Dean. Give me my point. Dean agrees with me. Give me my point.
All right. This is what I'm going to say. And I'm going to shift the topic, because both of your arguments were weak. So this is what I'm going to say. Dean, you're going to take your stance on this. And then Jacob will, I guess, either agree and lose, or he's going to come up with an argument in defense. I think, for the simple fact that this format is only offered to men and not women, and only centralized to one part of the country, four-man is the most overrated format in flag football. Dean, do you agree or disagree?
I agree, because I can see it now. I mean, I can see where you're coming from with the four man, because it's not inclusive of everybody. It is singled out. There is, you're right, there's no woman's 4v4. It's only, and there's no inclusivity in that. So why are we offering a format that's not inclusive, especially considering women's is more competitive than men's, right? Bring it back to my first point that I won. So if women's is more competitive, why do we not have a 4v? Why do we not have four as women's? Why is it only men, and why is it not offered at, you know? Why is it not offered to women?
Are you ready for me to answer that and completely shut down your argument? Because they're not interested in it. They've offered it and never signed up. They're not into it. Fours is also not centralized to one location. Everybody plays fours. Is it an additional format for them to play?
No, not everybody. Sure. Women don't play fours. You said everybody. Not women. Women don't play fours. You can't say everybody.
Dean, you had your chance, bro. You had your chance. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thank you. As I was saying, let me rephrase this so I don't get Captain Trigger over there. Every men's team, not every men's team, every area still has fours, okay? They still play it out west. They play it in Arizona. They play it in Texas. They play it in New York and Boston area. They still play fours. Is it prominent? No, you're right. But it's not overrated. It's still another non-contact format that's played. And it's another easy format to set up, play, have games going, and stuff like that. If the women's divisions want it back, they have to ask for it. But it was offered back in the day, and they said no.
Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. I got Dean. I'm sorry. I got to give it to Jacob.
That's why.
Because you know what? I literally made the argument for you, Dean. All you had to do was just I loaded the bases up, and all you had to do was just get it out of the infield, bro. That's all you had to do, man, and you would have won. So I got to give it to Jacob. That puts us to 2-1. All right. We got two more topics left. All right. So just to check in with the chat real quick. First and foremost, everybody's asking that both of you guys just take a step back from the camera. It's kind of intimidating. It's a lot. If you guys could just back off a little bit, you know. Also, people are saying, as far as nine man goes, the stiff arm is elite. It adds another thing to flag football. Okay,
Travis Moore is saying that.
Just throwing that out there. Okay. And then finally, people love. Finally, people love your outfit, Jacob. I just want to let you know, people love it. All right, let's go right into the next topic. Okay, Dean, I need you to deliver on this one, man, because you are down right now 2-1. All right, so
I'm just here to have fun.
Here we go. Here's the topic. Is social media helping or hurting the game of flag football?
Okay, I definitely think it's helping. Only reason is because flag football wouldn't be where it is without the promotion. How do you promote the sport? You use social media. If you don't have social media, who's going to know about flag football, right? Like with this London Games, you had all these athletes going over there. They promoted it. They showed it on YouTube TV. They put in the stadiums. From what I saw, the stadium was sold out. But you're not going to get that if you're not promoting it on social media. Yes, it has its negative and drawbacks with the trolls and whatnot on it. But
you're making my points. Thank you.
I get it because you can see that. However, in the grand scheme of things, if you don't have social media, where's the game? How are you going to promote the USA flag tournaments? How do you promote Tampa? Jacob, how do you promote Tampa? You use social media. I see USA flag posting on Instagram every day. How would we know other countries are coming to visit? Social media, Instagram. You know, you got to get the word out there. And by doing that is with social media. If you don't have social media, you can't promote the game of flag football.
Wow. Okay, Dina. I mean, that kind of felt like you were passionate about that. You actually believed in your argument this time. I'm not mad at that. Okay, so Jacob, you got to deliver here, man, because he made a good argument.
What do you mean, dude? He hit a ground ball to the second baseman. I'm getting ready to throw him out right now. Okay, first of all, do you understand how long flag football has been around prior to social media?
Probably 20. Yeah, I understand years. That, but how much has it grown since social media, Jacob?
Some. That's fair. I'll give you that point. But let's look at all the things that social media does to hurt flag football. Let's talk about all the bashing. Let's talk about all the fights that get started. Let's talk about all the negatives that happen. Okay. There's a lot of things that social media does to degrade the game. Good Lord. I can't get that word out. Sorry. Now that I'm back.
North Carolina. We get it.
Yeah, you know. Fourth grade education coming in high. no, but I mean, like, the thing is,
my color is blue and my neck is red.
Praise Hale, praise Dale. Yeah, right.
He's trying to buy time, man.
I'm literally trying to keep talking. You guys keep talking over me. Sorry. Who's buying time, Dean? No, I think the biggest thing. You have people who are bashing one another. You have people who are going after each other. You have people organizers who use social media to slander others' names, to twist things that they say and not give people an opportunity to see the true product that people put out. Do I think social media is a great tool? Absolutely. But does it hurt the game? 1,000%.
Wow,
it's a tough argument to argue against. That's a pretty tough argument to argue against.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's ultimately like one of those things as far as like pros and cons of social media at this point, because everybody has a phone in their hand, everybody's on social media. Yeah, there's just population.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so. We're gonna go ahead and give Dean the so I mean, considering we're currently on social media doing this, I think we all feel happy about. By the way, hey, just throwing it out there, we hit 6,000 followers tonight. Look at that. You know what I mean? So, all right. So, moving on to the final topic. Literally, we need to record that sound bite.
I need a button.
So, All right, cool. I think this is the best topic of the night. This is how we're gonna finish this debate, and we are tied 2-2. It is the bottom of the ninth. Who is the Mariners? Who is the Blue Jays? Which pitcher is gonna throw home instead of throwing first? I've just been watching baseball. It's been exciting lately. All right, so Dean. Flag in the Olympics. Is it gonna be a boom or a bust?
All right, so I think that it's going to be a bust because of the fact that it's the first time it's being introduced into the Olympics. We all know how when a sport is introduced for the first time into the Olympics, it takes time to get traction. Perfect example is breakdancing last year or the last Olympics, right? Breakdancing. It was a complete and total flop. So we don't know, like the fans of them, they know flag football, but they don't know what they're going to be getting in the Olympics, especially with the men's side, whether you get, because you know the women's side a lot. We know Diana and them from Mexico. We know Izzy, like if she does make it, Clam and them, they're like you said, they're global, they're on commercials. So we know that they have the hype around them. But on the men's side, you don't know what's coming, whether you're going to have NFL players or obviously – I'm assuming they voted, so it's going to be NFL players. But because I'm not going to go to – no offense to the men's side of the flag football, but I'm going to pay $200 to go watch a flag football match or whatever it is, however much it costs to go to the Olympics. I would want to go to see stars. I want to go see NFL players. I'd love to see Tom Brady quarterbacking the team in 2028. But as it's its first year, I just don't think that – they know what they're going to be expecting. So I don't see it being as, I mean, it's in the term of bust. Yeah. But I don't think it's going to be a total bust, but I don't think it's going to boom. I don't think it's going to be what everyone, like, you know, the hype that's around. I think that they don't know what they're getting and it until it takes time. That being said, I think that after the 2028, it'll be in the next Olympics. But I think after we get through this one and we see what, you know, what it is, how the fields look, you know, how it works, then we can have a better understanding. But I don't think it's going to go in and be a booming year one.
Okay. I like the argument. I'll share my thoughts after. Jacob, you're up. What do you got?
What did Antonio Brown say before he went crazy? Things are booming, baby. And flag football is going to be booming in the Olympics. Come on, man. You're right. Things aren't going to be, you know, there. You don't. It's not going to be bad. It's going to be great. The Olympics are going to. It's going to be huge. You have the NFL right now pushing the Olympics. Who was pushing breakdancing? Can you tell me? I can't. Nobody was pushing breakdancing. That's why breakdancing failed. You have the NFL pushing it. Whether there's NFL players or not, they're still going to push and drive the sport. You have women right now across the globe who are pushing. You have everybody trying to get those six spots for those teams on both men's and women's side. Why would this not be a booming thing? This is going to be a spectator sport. This is going to be a big spectator thing because I also think you're going to see NFL players, like we've talked about in past episodes, they're going to see some people branch out and go other places. I see this really being a big sport. It's going to take off. They're going to realize that six was way too small of a field for them to take, and they're going to go bigger. I think the defining factor for boom or bust for this is whether they keep it in the Olympics for 32?
Yeah.
It'd be 2032. That would be the deciding factor for me. But I see no reason why this doesn't boom. Globally, it's already booming.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. This is a sport that's exploding across the globe. I have a few questions for you guys. Jacob, first and foremost, you're saying this is going to boom. Is that dependent on the NFL players playing in this first one?
Repeat that one more time for me, please. It kind of broke up.
Is the boom of this dependent on NFL players playing in the Olympics this first go around?
No, not at all. And I'm going to tell you why. The reason – and if the NFL itself is already pushing it. You have the Pro Bowl, which is a flag football game. You have other things, other tournaments, camps, things that these guys are doing. Justin Jefferson was just on Prime Video shaking out the guys up in Minnesota. If you looked at the the guys he was playing against, that was Lazy Tribe and Supersonic or Super Soakers. Yeah, Super Soakers. Those are guys we know. They're all getting airtime. So why would this not – I don't think it matters or it really is hinging on NFL players playing. I think it helps it. It does. It definitely helps it. I don't think it hurts it, though.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, that. Yeah, go ahead, Dean. Right.
So,
right
into it. So you mentioned the flag, the NFL flag Pro Bowl, right?
Yep.
What was the viewership like for the Pro Bowl? Because a lot of social media that I saw – people lost interest. They didn't find it interesting. They found it boring. It was blowouts. It wasn't fun. Like a lot of the like, if you look at the regular Pro Bowl viewership versus flag Pro Bowl viewership, it's way down because a lot of people are saying bring back the old Pro Bowl. Why do we go to flag? Why do we switch to flag? So if that's what's happening with the Pro Bowl, how do we know that that's not going to translate to the Olympics as well?
Because they're actually competing for something. Those guys are not competing for anything in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, but it's NFL. I get that, but it's NFL stars, right?
Doesn't
it's still
matter.
NFL
not,
stars.
You got to look at. You got to look. People. The first year it came on, and people saw the effort or lack thereof from the players. That's the reason the viewership went down. People when they're actually competing for a gold medal and there's pride and there's national heritage on the line, they're absolutely going to be competing. It's going to be much better.
Okay. Also, if you're going to the Olympics, right, why would you just focus on watching flag football? There's so many other events going on at the same time that you know have been in the Olympics for a long time, right? So why would I not want to go watch whatever the other sports are? Why would I want to focus on flag football? If they're going to – like, why is it not centralized?
If I have a – if it's not what?
No, I'm saying, why is the focus not more on that? Like, if I go to the Olympics and there's other events going on, what's the draw for me to go to flag football? Where I know that this event's been in the Olympics for the past, like, you know, countless years, and it's fun and it's exciting. What's my draw to get me to flag football?
But what's been advertised the most about the Olympics? Flag football.
Yeah, because it was just added. When breakdancing was added last year, it was advertised too.
No, it was not. Stop.
Yeah,
it was.
Okay. All right. Dean, I gotta stop you there. There is no comparison to having the NFL backing a sport. I mean, that there's not going to be something that compares to that. The NFL is a global brand. Everybody knows about it, and they have made sure that they are now, they're involved in anything and everything it has to do with flag football. This is my only fear with the Olympics and flag football is the fact that only six countries are going to be in. To me, that is in a big way selling flag football short. But that is what we have to also remember is we live in a bubble of flag football. And so for us, all we're hearing, everything going on social media is flag football all the time. So we're like, yeah, of course, there's no way that this isn't going to be successful. But the one point that I do agree with that Dean made is if you look at when flag football is featured on TV outside of our bubble, the general public isn't amused by it. They don't like it. They don't think that it's this great draw and it's something, and that's with NFL players. So my fear is that if the global market, which they don't care if there's famous players because they've been cheering flag football on for 40, 50 years. If some of those countries don't make it and it ends up being US, Canada, Mexico, and then a couple other countries, that might hurt the draw for the global what is what the Olympics look at, the global inclusion of this sport. So hopefully what they do is, okay, they do six here, they see the potential in it, and then in 2032 they open it up and they let as many, you know, 16 teams or, you know, whatever it is, to really show what flag football is made of.
Exactly. And I mean, if you look at it with those six countries that are in there, like, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a bust, but it's not going to be a boom, right? It's just, I think once you get through the first year and you see how it's received, then you open it up to other countries. And then in 2032, God, who knows? It may skyrocket and boom then.
But if it's a bust, they're gonna ax it. We saw what happened with breakdancing. We saw what happened with some of these other sports when they fizzle out. So it's not a let's.
But that's but happens. Again, I get what you're saying with that. But like I said, like I'm saying, it's a bust. But I don't think it's gonna be a bust to the level where they're gonna ax it. I think it's gonna be because I'm just given two options, right? Boom or bust. I don't think it's gonna boom. I just said bust because I don't think it's gonna boom. So I think it's gonna be right in that middle. Where they say, okay, well, it wasn't as successful as we hoped, but hey, maybe if we open it up to more countries, then we can, you know, get better viewership. Because me, like South Africa aren't going to be there. They don't even think we have a team. Cayman Islands, we're nowhere near ready to play in the Olympics as much as the guys down here think they are. Love you. But I just think that, I don't think they need it.
I feel like
okay.
Dean just answered the question by rewording the question.
I feel like if we have, you know, a scale here, Dean started in bust and he eased his way over to boom. And for that reason, the defending champ and still champ is Jacob. Just a few comments in the chat. Jacob, they somebody feels like maybe you dressed up for Halloween a week too early. Somebody else said you look a little bit like Jelly Roll.
I know his nickname now.
I got looking like Seth off of Superbad. There's a lot.
I can get that.
Lots of comments coming through. The final thing is all three of us looking like a mugshot lineup is the other thing.
I wanna know who's saying this.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not a snitch, so.
That's wild.
Oh, man. Okay, well, Jacob, congratulations. Amazing job tonight, not only in your attire, but you definitely came prepared. Dean, you just got to understand, this guy knows what he's doing here. He lives and breathes flag football. You bring him topics, and it doesn't matter even if he agrees with it. He's going to argue the point. So much respect, Jacob, for handling business. Dean, I appreciate you joining us tonight. It's always fun when you're on. Thank you for somewhat being closed tonight. I appreciate that.
We appreciate that.
No, but like for real. So you got to look at it this site too, right? I've got world championships coming up in January. Jacob's my boss. He obviously has got to win. Like I don't want to. I need him to be. I don't. Oh no, it was good. It was fun. It's always fun to be on the show.
Always
a pleasure.
I want to take this opportunity to tell everybody. Again, mention, appreciate everyone, 6,000 followers tonight. That is what, you know, the followers, the subscribers, you are what make us the number one undisputed flag football podcast in the world. Dean, where's your noise?
What noise? Oh, ba 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 ba. I'll send a recording of that and I'll put it in the I'll send you a recording of that, okay? Like the
We have a new merch website. The link is top front and center, top on our Instagram. Check it out. We got three pages of merch. We're gonna be, you know, throwing out promo codes. We're gonna be looking for ambassadors. We're gonna have some fun with this. Just got the hoodie in. It's nice. It's cotton. It's comfortable. I'm sweating because I've been so excited about this debate tonight. But, you know, check it out. Definitely order something. Jago, where can everybody find us?
Man, you know where everybody can find us. It's everywhere, brother. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Pandora. Those are the three to check us out on. If you want to see this live, see this sweet outfit I came in and Dean showed up in a t-shirt. You can see it on YouTube. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, I think, X, Y, W, Z, and hates that we're still on MySpace, but we're definitely there. I know Dean's in my top eight. So make sure you check us out everywhere. Dean, you don't even know what that means.
No.
But yeah, we're everywhere you get your podcasts. You can check us out. If you find us on Instagram, you got the link that goes to our link tree. It'll take us to everything. Probably it'll take you to the merch store and all that good stuff. Get the sweet gear that Ant's got.
Yeah, absolutely. So that being said, we appreciate everyone. We'll be back next week to recap the Asia Oceania tournament that's happening this weekend. It's always fun seeing competitive flag football. Check it out, IFAF.tv. We're going to be doing some fun with it as well over the next few nights. It's going in the middle of the night, though. Just be forewarned of that.
Having fun with this, Jacob.
Jacob will be going to sleep. Dean, Jacob, you guys are amazing. And we'll see everybody next week.
Cheers. Have a good one, guys.
Clocks out.